stinking idea. Whether you're a small, medium, or large business, you must adhere to the modern marketing methods. I Think an Idea provides insights into marketing techniques that work for today's businesses as well as consumers alike. Learn about the best methods of business development for today's marketplace. Internet marketing, utilizing social media, and business marketing. Put on your thinking cap as you enter the Think Tank.
Seems like you've worked with a number of fitness construction franchise. You really have the motley there. What?
Tell Good me word, most about motley. Motley Crue.
It is. Yeah. Tell me about.
I actually worked with a guy that worked with Motley Crue. Yeah. It was funny. I talked to a guy that was the producer for No Doubt and Gwen Stefani that wanted to do marketing for his brand. He's a producer. And he's trying to find the right kind of people. So we created some content for him. I gave him some advice. And it's funny. Yeah, he worked with Motley Crue. He worked with Gwen Stefani. He worked with a lot of people. And a lot of times people are very creative, but they don't understand marketing.
Right.
They know they need to be online, but they're not a record company, so they don't have a publicist.
Right.
They don't have a PR team of 20 people that are sending emails and... sending out press releases. So it's important to do all this stuff if you have the budget and the resources. But if you don't, you have to think smart instead of, not understanding it at all.
Right.
Yeah.
How is it working with NBC and their promotional?
Yeah, so we've worked with a lot of big brands. We've worked with like NBC. We've worked with some other studios too. It's really fun because we get to bring a creative element to it and it's always fun to tell people that you've worked with a large, TV icon company like NBC or ABC. We've worked with a lot of schools, some educational people. We have worked with a lot of naturopathic doctors. I remember one of the doctors was in San Francisco and they were moving to Colorado. We did SEO for them. We did web design. And we get a lot of people really great results because we care a lot about what we do. And we've also worked with like Mercedes is one of the clients that we have. And we've been working with Mercedes for some time now. And you got to be doing something at least halfway right to like work with large brands and large franchise companies. The one client that we had... that did Barn Door Hardware, we actually did a lot of PR and SEO for them. We actually helped them outrank Home Depot.
Wow.
On a national level. And they supplied to so many big brands like Massage Envy. Their stuff was on Hateful Eight with Samuel Jackson. When we came to that client, he wasn't promoting any of the stuff that he had done, like working on a Quentin Tarantino film or working with Massage Envy or working on Lucas Studios or Lucas film sets. These are things that are really good PR and really good marketing standpoints, but he wasn't putting any of that stuff out there.
Wow.
So we totally revamped a lot of his social media. We tied in, he had four different websites, all with different logos. We brought all that together so it made sense, so people could find them. We did pay-per-click ads. We did Facebook ads. We got him editorials. We got him write-ups in magazines. We even did outreach, and we got him recognized on a... There's a big website out there called Architizer, which is a huge architecture website where those are like a lot of his clients that need specs. Speaking of homewares, we've done a lot of stuff for construction companies. We have some construction companies that are... they've been on reality TV, like The Home Makeover. These are clients that are doing millions of dollars in revenue per year. And they really care about what they do. I mean, I've worked with both sides of the coin where I get a client where they really care about their messaging and their branding and their image and their graphics. And then I get another construction company that doesn't want to spend any money. And then they wonder why they don't get good clients. So there's no guessing game in what's going to generate like a high value of clients, to me, it's like the law of attraction, like attracts like.
Mm-hmm.
So if your website looks like bad, you're going to get bad clients. if your website looks like a museum piece and is amazing and portrays like this level of professionalism that pops off the page, you're going to get pop off the page type clients that have a budget that want to hire you. So to me, it's common sense, but most people live in fear and scarcity, especially when you're a small business owner. You're so worried about, oh my gosh, how much is this going to cost me? But it costs you a significant amount more money to do it the wrong way than to do it the right way. I
think an idea. Think Tank is sponsored by I Think an Idea, a premier digital marketing agency located in Santa Monica, California. I Think an Idea works with Silicon Beach companies, Fortune 500 and 1,000 businesses, and small businesses that want to grow their company both online and off. For more information, go to ithinkanidea.com.